This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Democrats are spooked by the idea of appearing with Joe Biden.
I'm tired of being quiet. Wow.
You kind of just snuck up on me there, man.
I fear you're underestimating the sneakiness, sir.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The system continues to fail us. We are not safe anymore. Not even the members of the service.
I saw what was happening in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta. Our fixation with guns in our country is destroying our children. We have a sea of violence in our city and country.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We will be watching carefully and hope that this snow is going to be something that brings us together.
I tell you what's on my mind. It's butt cold out here. And I'm fresh out of beer.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. As snowpocalypse, snowmageddon, bomb cyclone bears down on the region. And we'll cover it. We'll be talking about this all through the day at 844-500-4242. However, I regret to inform you that Biff Buffington will not be here today. He suffered he was a victim of a senseless street crime last night. He was leaving MB Spirits in Waltham. He went to Market Basket, then he went next door to the new package store, and he had in one arm a gallon of Allen's coffee brandy, and in the other hand he had 2 gallons of Thunderbird fortified wine. He will take a drink under extreme social pressure, and then he suddenly felt a blow to his head. I spoke to him this morning, and he's not sure whether he was hit by a polar bear or by a blue-haired old lady who had just been... Well, they both sounded the same, so that's why he can't tell. He gave a statement to the Waltham PD, but, he's recovering. He's recovering, and his niece, Mindy Muffington, is taking care of him as he makes his recovery, but he won't be with us today. So the storm team is disbanded. And 508 says, we don't need Biff today. This is actually real. Well, you know, perhaps that had something to do with it. Perhaps it was just serendipity that he happened to be mugged last night. And by the way, he lost his brandy and his fortified wine. So
barbaric.
He's suffering a lot of pain in many different ways. But we do have one. We wanted to check in with one remaining member of the Howie Carr Show bomb cyclone storm team, and that of course is Frankie McDonald.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station, live from Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive snowstorm is headed towards Massachusetts on Saturday, January 29th, 2022. It's going to bring up to 12 to 18 inches of snow more, especially in Cape Cod, Boston, and the surrounding areas. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be very strong. It's going to cause blow and drift. And so, reduced visibility is going to cause dangerous or stressful driving conditions. It'll be blowing or drifting. So, reduced visibility. Order pizzas. In order to try and fight these special flight gates, so do your grocery shopping. Don't wait till the last minute. If you have anybody living in Massachusetts, be prepared for massive snowstorm on Saturday, January.
What about
January,
the Diet Pepsi, Frankie?
Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in massive snowstorm.
Should we get 1 liter bottles or 2 liter bottles? Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. 844-500-4242. You know, I just want to know if the storm is going to be able to come into Boston if it's not in possession of a vaccine passport. It's certainly not going to be able to get into a restaurant without a vaccine passport, right? Will the mask mandate apply to the storm as well? And I did want to play one more cut here. We played the cuts. We'll play more of them this afternoon from the new chief of staff. Her name is Tiffany Chu, and she wants to have snowplow equity. She says it's very important for gender equality to plow out the bike lanes before you plow out the major thoroughfares. If you're saying, what? Don't ask me. I didn't go to MIT. This woman went to MIT. But before we get to those cuts, I do want to play that she's from San Francisco, and she's not here because she's transitioning, quote unquote. But she does have something in common with everybody in the path of bomb cyclone, snowpocalypse, snowmageddon. Let's play cut four.
The three things that drive me. I would say human-centered design of the built environment, bringing my whole self to work, as you can tell already, and also deep fear of climate change.
I don't know what the hell those first two were. I couldn't even understand them. But I do know the last thing she said was a deep fear of climate change. And I think all of her future fellow residents of Boston, whenever the hell she moves here, share her deep fear of climate change right now, because we're gonna, right now there's no snow on the ground. Tomorrow at this time there could be 12 inches, 18 inches, maybe even more. That's climate change.
That was a pretty ableist statement she made. She can bring her whole self to work. Some people don't have their whole selves anymore. The amputees or anything like that.
But doesn't that just mean that she's giving, as the old high school football coach has said, 110%?
You can just say that. You don't have to say you're bringing your whole self. We get it. You have all your appendages.
Well, I mean, but 110% feels this. That's the same way. Some people can't bring 100%. And you're saying you can bring 110%? I don't know.
It's less discriminatory than what she said. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, one thing, too. If you go to the store today and there's no water, I want you to look on the bright side. Do you really need to be hoarding bottled water when you're about to have water coming down? Cold water. Cold, fresh water. It's going to be everywhere. You just have to step outside your door and there's going to be plenty of water. So I don't think that's a big thing. Maybe you need 5 gallons of milk. I don't know.
Can we trust this snow? It's not some weird climate change snow. It's acid snow.
I haven't heard the phrase acid rain for a while. We've kind of moved on from acid rain, haven't we, to other apocalyptic events.
Dirty snow.
By the way, there is a new Omicron variant has been identified. The Daily Beast. It's like, the sports pages, time for the NFL predictions. Patriots going to Super Bowl. Patriots going to Super Bowl. Red Sox predictions for the year in the spring. Red Sox going to win the American League pennant. Going to sweep the World Series in 4 games. Celtics draft night. Oh, the first two picks are both going to be all pro in 2 years. These people who cover the panic porn for major media, including the Daily Beast, they're all in. They're as credulous as Boston or any sports writers. It's Shillville. They're all excited about this new variant. They're just so thrilled. B2 Omicron, thought to be the most contagious COVID yet. Just when it looked like Omicron had peaked, a stealthy new variant is starting to surge. Are you sure it isn't spiking, son? And experts are warning it's even more contagious. Wow. And then, of course, we have the, all the stories, good seats are still available, right? Duckets are still available for tonight's game. If you're unvaccinated or unboosted, you know the drill. Yesterday was the best time to get your jab. Oh. Yeah. 844-500-4242. 603 says, nothing quite says deep fear of climate change quite like moving someone else's space saver in Southie. 3-on-1 is Southie fun. 508 says, I have a deep fear of people who have a deep fear of climate change. Yeah. I know. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, these are the kind of people that want to, they want to regulate your life. They don't, their lives, forget about it. They're virtue signaling. So that's all they have to do. You have to keep the thermostat at home at 55 degrees and just wear a cardigan sweater, pal. Okay. And as for your car, you don't need a car. Just take a bus. How are the buses going to be running for the next few days in eastern Massachusetts, do you think? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. Now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week.
Yeah, you lucked out if you had HelloFresh deliveries this week and you saved them for a little while till the weekend. So now you don't have to go out to the grocery store. You can have gourmet dinners at home.
Right. Yeah, you got everything you need. It's delivered, and you don't have to, not only do you not have to fight the traffic and the hysteria in the supermarkets, when you order something at HelloFresh, it's going to be delivered to you. You don't have to worry about the empty shelves. There's just so many reasons. And the food you get is just super high quality. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try. I'm big on takeout, but every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home. HelloFresh also helps save me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste so I can put extra cash toward other 2022 goals, like paying for Biff Buffington's hospital bills now that he's all laid up. I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one-pan Cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. You got anything? What's your plan? What's your menu for next week, Taylor?
Oh, I looked at those po' boys. They look pretty good. That Kraft burger that they had there as well. That's looking like it's feeling like a comfort food week, starting off with all this snow. So I think that's what we're in store for next week.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's another thing about HelloFresh. It's sort of some of it can be exotic, but most of it's really comfort food, and especially it could be reheated, and you usually get more than two or three portions, so you have something to eat for lunch the next day or dinner. When you come back from work, you just throw it in the microwave, and you're all set. HelloFresh has options for every time of day, including spinach and feta egg bites, and ready to eat cucumber salad stuffed pita pockets. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
. 917 says, think about this. The people who have this deep fear of climate change and who want to wear a mask forever are now running things. I think about it all the time, like most people do. You can't not think about it. If you turn on the TV or go on the internet, I think it's scarier than bomb cyclone. Bomb cyclone will be gone. Even if you do plow the bike lanes first in Boston tomorrow, which I don't think they're going to do, knock on wood, it'll be gone. It'll be pushed away fairly soon. But how are we going to get rid of these people that with their deep fear of climate change and that want to wear masks forever? They've got to be voted out of office. And that's a lengthy process, and they have a lot of nuts on their side, a lot of brainwashed, Kool-Aid drinking, low info, members of the non-working classes. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For this week only, buy one, get one. To go order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie BOGO. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
Should space savers be permitted after snowstorms?
Damn right. If you dug out the space, you own the space.
55% say yes.
Okay. That's the 55% that have dug out parking spaces. 45% apparently haven't dug out parking spaces because they don't know. I think you have a proprietary right to a space for a while. Not forever, but for a while. 844-500-4242. Andre, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andre.
Hey, hi, Howie. I think that Boston was able to find their own mayor easily, but I think this lady, Michelle Wu, was catapulted to us here as Joe Biden was catapulted from the national scale.
She just, you know, she was just in the right place at the right time. I don't know. I mean, there was the choice was not all that great. I wouldn't have voted for her under any circumstances, but I don't know if I wouldn't have voted for any of those. There were four women and they were all weak in different ways. But she was probably the weakest because she was the wokest. You know, and I would have preferred to vote for somebody who was at least from around here. You know, I mean, I know she's from America, and she's only lived here like 10 years, right? I mean, that's not very long to become the mayor. All right, thanks for the call, Andre. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Howie, that bridge was bad 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. What happened to Obama's $10 trillion package that was supposed to fix all this?
You know, Brad, that's a really good point. I forgot about, how about the shovel-ready jobs? Why couldn't they have put some shovels to that bridge in Pittsburgh? And I think it was the mayor was saying today, well, we're going to check to see when the last inspection on the bridge was. What's that all about? I mean, you can't just go to some website and you have everything at your fingertips. How long's it been since they looked at the damn bridge?
Evidently a long time.
No kidding. Right. Yeah. You know, look at it. You know, a lot of these, how much of that infrastructure money, we've been talking about it. Tucker Carlson has other talk show hosts. How much of that infrastructure money that they approved was really going to infrastructure? I mean, look at when Katrina hit. Remember that? Oh, the levees gave way, and that's why they let the black neighborhoods in New Orleans be flooded. And then it turned out that Democrat and Republican Congresses alike had given millions or billions of dollars to the Orleans Parish to fix up the levees and to build up the defenses against the flooding Mississippi, and they just squandered the money as municipalities and states are wont to squander money on crap, on hack jobs, on monuments, on new bureaucracies. They hadn't done anything with the levees. And I think the Army Corps of Engineers had actually gone in and offered to work on the levees, and they'd been turned down because they didn't want to give up the money that they could be spending on waste, fraud, and abuse. And I'm sure, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same situation in Pittsburgh. That's the way it is in most. I was going to say urban areas, but I think that's the way it is in most jurisdictions, whether it's urban, suburban, or rural. Thanks for the call Brad. That's a really good point. Yeah, where did all the money for the shovel-ready jobs go? And by the way, wasn't Joe Biden Sheriff Joe to make sure that all that money was being spent wisely? I believe he bragged about being Sheriff Joe. That's one of his names. He doesn't use it as often as Lunch Bucket Joe or Middle Class Joe or Dumbass Joe, but he has called himself on occasion Sheriff Joe. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
339 says, Brandon is talking about what's happened in the 70s and 80s. They should ask Grant and Joe what he's done for Pittsburgh lately. Yeah, he's. We'll have some cuts as the afternoon goes on. And again, he's probably looking for Mayor Lawrence. How long has it been since Mayor Lawrence was there? Was he in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia? I think it was Pittsburgh. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was Philadelphia. I'm getting as bad as a senile Joe. But then again, I don't claim to be Scranton Howie, you know? All right, it's time now for Grace's News.
I have a huge, huge update to give you, Howard. I may have been spreading fake news, and I don't think it was my fault. I was going based off a tweet from a verified account. The account was called Accuracy in Media, if you can believe that. And they said that Barry Manilow was going to withdraw his music from Spotify over Joe Rogan. But I was just on Twitter, and Barry Manilow himself came out and said he doesn't know where this Very rumor fake started news. From, and he's not planning to do that.
You're quagmire. Well, you came and you gave without taking.
No, we need a different song. We need a different song, Taylor, considering that Barry Manilow is not going to leave Spotify. We need It's a Miracle. A true blue miracle, a spectacle.
Well,
you know what the rumor was back in the 70s, Grace? I know you said you didn't know that song, Mandy, but you know there's a rumor that Mandy was one of those downer drugs, you know, of the 70s.
Oh.
Molly?
It was a
exactly.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Molly.
It was a euphemism.
I read that in the Village Voice a long, long time ago. I thought that was one of the worst songs of the 70s, but knowing that it might have been about a downer drug made it a little more, slightly 1% more palatable than it would have been
Grace,
otherwise.
I heard you say that you didn't know any Barry Manilow songs.
I don't think I do, but I could be wrong.
You do.
I do.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's a Barry Manilow song?
He wrote that. He wrote a lot of jingles.
And can I just issue...
Let's hear It's a Miracle. He's back on Spotify. Let's get it. Come on, Taylor. Just because the bomb cyclone has not knocked down our musical library.
Wait, can I just say... While Taylor looks it up, could I just issue an apology? Because I was a little snarky towards Barry Manilow when I heard this news, and now that I know it's not real, I feel bad. And I apologize, Barry. And as my attempt at forgiveness, I'm going to listen to a couple of Barry Manilow tracks on Spotify tonight on my drive home. That is my penance.
Wouldn't believe where I've been.
Ooh.
The cities and towns I've been in. From Boston to Denver.
Oh, Boston!
And every town in between.
He's the Boston Strangler. We didn't really need the entire song, but we got to hear It's a Miracle. Here it is. What do you believe, Barry? A miracle. He's going to still be on Spotify. It's a miracle.
I'm happy about this. You know what? I will give his music a second look now. Thank you, Barry.
Grace, let me give you some musical advice. Don't bother.
But do you don't blame bother. Me for running with that headline? I mean, it was a blue check. God, you can't trust anybody nowadays.
You have more respect for blue checks than just about anybody I've ever met.
But the name of the account was Accuracy in Media.
You're saying something on the internet wasn't true?
Yeah.
Damn, you can't trust anybody.
It's liberal accuracy in media. The acronym is LAME.
Yeah. Sorry, Barry. My apologies. I mean, that's not the worst thing to get wrong, so it's not too bad, but my apologies. All right.
You never heard Copacabana? Someone on the text line just mentioned that.
Oh, I love Coca. See, this is why I said I'm not sure. I don't know what is Barry Manilow. I know that song. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Everybody knows that. All right. Let's move on. Iguanas. See, how you think you're so worried about our situation here with the weather and the bomb cyclones, but what you don't realize is there's a situation coming to you. Iguanas.
I know. I understand that, Grace. I was looking at the hourly weather forecast. On Sunday morning, it's going to be at 6 a.m. it's going to be 38 degrees, and that's bad weather for iguanas.
They're going to be raining down from the trees in Florida as the temperatures plunge. What degrees did you say it was going to be?
38.
Wow, that is chilly.
Real chilly. It's going to be in the 40s tomorrow, and then it's going down into the 30s. Let's have enough with the Florida weather reports. I don't want to get trashed on the text line.
No, it's not that. It's just that it's an interesting thing that all of these iguanas are going to be dropping from the sky. And Howie, I just want to tell you, if you look on the New York Post, which I know you like that site, the way that these iguanas die is very dramatic. Like, they don't just, you know, stick their tongue out. They fall and really make a thing of it. So I would be careful for you. If you're taking a little walk on, you know, your little paths there.
Beware of theatrical iguanas.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Keep your head on a swivel, sir.
I'm telling you, I've run into iguanas on that path, and it's disconcerting, shall we say. I mean, you know that they're not Gila monsters or Gila monsters, however you pronounce it. They're not poisonous or anything like that, but I mean, it's still, you're taken aback to see a lizard that's
that
big.
You mean when they're alive?
Yeah, when they're alive, right.
So you've run into them and...
Yes, I have.
And you have to be careful.
Yes. I've run into a lot more iguanas than I've run into manatees, let me put it that way, because I've never run into a manatee.
Save the manatees.
I know. I just like to see one somewhere. I see the signs. Watch out for manatees. The signs are sticking up in the intercoastal waterway, but I never see any.
You got to go to, like, Fort Lauderdale.
Maybe. I don't
know.
It's not
like there's many breaching manatees. They don't jump out of the water. How are you going to see them?
They're so cute, though. Oh, my God. They're the cows of the ocean. All right. Again, these are really important stories, as you can tell, on this Friday afternoon. Canadian truckers rule. Elon Musk joins Donald Trump Jr. cheering on the vaccine protest barreling toward Trudeau. This was a cool story. Elon Musk, who's quite the free thinker, voiced his support for a so-called freedom convoy of Canadian truckers and others on their way to Ottawa to protest the country's vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 control measures. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, Howie, but it's just another update.
Oh, breaker 1-9. Well, do we have Russell Brand? Who's Russell Brand on the Canadian truckers? Let's play that. Cut 26.
You know what, Taylor? This would be in my old cuts because I was going to play this today and I didn't get around to it.
We got it.
Canadian truckers are protesting all across their country. Why are the mainstream media not reporting it? For one thing, it will be in the Guinness World Book of Records if it is the biggest ever convoy ever. And that in itself is a pretty good news story. They'll be appearing next to the bloke with the beard of bees and them chubby fellas in checkered trousers on motorbikes. You remember them and you love them. Here's to the Canadian truckers. Here's to standing up for freedom. Here's to unique ways of protesting and ensuring voices that can't be heard inside the system are heard elsewhere.
I agree.
I'll tell you where they can't be heard is on the CBC. We had a caller yesterday who was complaining about it, and from Canada, and it's true. We've got some cuts today. Listen to how they're portraying this. Just one more cut here, Grace. Cut 25. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Company. This is why people listen to the Howie Carr Show on WVMT every afternoon, because you're getting more information from us down in Colchester, Vermont, than you're getting from your local taxpayer-funded Panhandler Radio. Cut 25.
The convoy is set to roll into Ottawa on Saturday.
Anti-hate groups are concerned about what this weekend could bring.
There have been enough people who've been posting messages related to the idea that all Canada will have our January 6th event.
Anti-hate groups.
Hey, rubber duck, just sodbuster. Come on, are you out? 10-4, sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
We got ourselves a convoy. We're going to Ottawa. I was just changing the lyrics around a little bit, Grace.
How, you think you could drive a truck?
No. No, I wouldn't want to try to drive a truck.
I bet you'd like to pull the horn thing though.
I've done that. I've pulled a horn a few times.
Oh, you have? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, it was fun. Not that horn. This is a more robust horn on the trucks. Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Marvel star Evangeline Lilly says she attended anti-vaccine protests. So she's a pretty big star, Howie. She's in the Marvel movies, but she's also from Lost, the show Lost.
Yeah.
And she shared an Instagram post saying that she was in Washington, D.C. last weekend to support bodily sovereignty. And she has been getting a lot of backlash.
You know, Grace, here's the thing. There are pro-choice demonstrations and there are pro-choice demonstrations. And she apparently attended the wrong type of pro-choice demonstration, correct? Rally.
Well, it's funny you should say that because she said, I was pro-choice before COVID and I'm still pro-choice today. Some people value their lives over freedom. Some people value freedom over their lives. We all make our choices. I just dropped my kids off at gymnastics camp. They all wash their hands before going in. They are playing and laughing. Hashtag business as usual. And so naturally, everybody was mad at her. And then she had to come out and kind of apologize.
She apologized for supporting freedom of choice.
Yes. Okay. Yes. By the way, Howie, as you know, but I think it's worth repeating, there is a new member of the Biden family at the White House, Willow, the White House cat, is officially
so
at the White House.
So Jen Psaki told us that it would have to be a pretty desperate day for there to be...
Yeah, a bad news day. She was waiting for a bad news day.
So far this year has been a bad news year for the Biden administration.
Yeah, and this was the headline from the...
I want chicken, I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
This is in the New York Times. Relax, America. Willow, the White House cat, has arrived. And see, you thought things were going bad, Howie. Things are under control. There's a kitty.
They don't care about inflation or the stock market palpitations or the invasion of the southern border, or cops being murdered right and left by illegal aliens and mentally ill patients.
Hey, you're making it sound like a catastrophe.
Is Top Cat in the house? Is Willow now America's Top Cat? Where is Top Cat?
Did we read the Oval Poffice tweet?
Oh, cat count as part of the... I guess, yeah, it's paws.
Cats do have paws.
That would make sense.
Hello, humans. My name is Willow Biden. I'm 2 years old and I just became first cat. Even though my brother is named Commander and he is bigger than me, I'm perfectly certain I will be in charge. Meow-wee.
Wait, so now that Major...
When is the new grandchild down in Arkansas, Burisma Biden? When is that kid coming to the White House?
Wait, let's stick to the animals here for a second. So that cat is calling Commander her brother, but Major, just because he's on a farm somewhere, he doesn't get included in the brother thing?
He's in the outhouse with Burisma, the grandchild.
Yeah, he's part of the shunned part of the family. This is bizarre. And by the way, Howie, did you hear about how they came across this cat during the campaign trail? It was like some farmer's cat went up to Joe Biden and the farmer said, oh, they had such a connection. I decided to give Jill the cat. I'm not a cat person, but it doesn't sound like you had much of a connection with your own cat if you're giving it away to the first lady who comes in front of a microphone.
I think sometimes you can have a connection, immediate connection with a dog, but I'm not sure that applies to a cat.
But Howie, if you had Gunnar, rest in peace, I don't want to make you upset on this Friday before the storm, but if you had Gunnar in the office and a VIP came in and they had a connection with Gunnar, would you be like, you know what, you should take Gunnar?
No, of course not.
No.
It was a farm cat, though. It wasn't a pet.
What's the difference?
Farm cats around to control the rodent population.
So what you're saying, Taylor, is it was a feral cat.
Not
basically.
Feral, but...
It was a working cat.
Well, it's...
It was,
yeah. A farm... I think feral is
Joe
like
Biden
a...
came along, and now it's collecting benefits.
But would you call... Okay, now here's a question. Would you call Joe and Jill taking on this cat that had a job, a decent job, a hard, you know, a good shovel-ready job at this farm? Now they're taking this cat on. Would you consider that adopting the cat? No, they're just getting the cat.
The cat. I never liked that word adopt for an animal anyway. But by the way, they could, the population of feral cats is falling in Palm Beach. Do you know why? I can sum it up for you in one
falling
word.
Falling iguanas?
Iguanas.
Coyotes.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Grace. See you later for Police Blotter Facts Friday. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with code word Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what savings. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. They're towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
Top Cat! The most effectual Top Cat! Whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC. Providing it's with dignity.
That's my favorite cat, Top Cat. All right. 978 says, that cat was a productive member of the farm, and note that Democrat Joe came along. Now the cat is a freeloader on the public dole, feeding at the public trough, as it were. Exactly.
Didn't I say that?
That's what it is. And someone thanks me, says he was adopted. It's always bugs him that when they say an animal has
worse
been adopted.
Worse is rescued. I rescued this cat. Oh, yes. Was it in peril when you found it?
But you know, one thing you can always say about cats, Taylor, go ahead.
One thing I can yes, here it is.
They're just a human being.
Thank you. 603, I've been a listener for years and a hardcore conservative. Why are you guys always dumping on cats? Dogs don't mean you're somewhat a better conservative. Cats are great pets! ! I don't think, did anyone dump on the cat?
We dumped on Joe Biden.
On Joe Biden for using the cat as a hostage, basically.
Right. I'm a cat guy over dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I said the cat was a hardworking cat who had a very good job and was contributing.
Now
to
it's the hat, you know, it's going to be hard. The cat was working at the farm catching rats and mice and rodents, but now he's going to have to worry about Joe Biden coming out of the shower and grabbing him by the tail. Right? It's a whole nother world of hurt for Willow. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Captain. So I'm a nurse at a local medical center on the North Shore, owned by a prominent hospital in downtown.
Yeah.
And I'm getting fired for refusing the jab. So I did some research today, and I found out that this organization is the nationally leading recipient of NIH funding. So I think there's a little correlation of us getting forced the jab and us, you know, getting fired for refusing it.
Money makes the world go round, doesn't it, Pete? So you're the company that's firing you is getting your tax dollars to enforce the orthodoxy of the of big Fauci. I'm sorry, Pete. I'm sorry you're losing your job. I hope you can find another one in the healthcare field. We're out of time. I'm Howie Carr.